Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? It's Jordan Turner once again back on The Wrestling Takeover. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new episode dedicated to the Royal Rumble top 10 non-Royal Rumble matches to take place at the event. Here are officially my top 10 best matches to take place at the event in no chronological order. Triple H, Shawn Michaels at the 2004 Royal Rumble. John Cena versus Umaga at the 2007 Royal Rumble. That match was crazy. That was John Cena's coming out party. That match with Umaga was insane. Umaga is a beast. RIP. Sending love to Umaga. Love you, man. Miss you. That was a great match. One of the best last man standing matches, in my personal opinion, that I've seen in WWE history. Next up, we've seen Kurt Angle versus Chris Benoit at the 2003 Royal Rumble. I mean, come on, bro. You have two of the best tacticians in the game. Easily one of the best Royal Rumble matches of all time. Triple H versus... Excuse me. I'm sorry. Triple H versus Cactus Jack at the 2000 Royal Rumble. This was, for me, the best match that I've seen take place at the Royal Rumble. And we've seen a lot of great matches. But Triple H versus Cactus Jack, to me, still holds the crown as the best Royal Rumble match to take place at the event. Next up, John Cena versus AJ Styles at the 2017 Royal Rumble. It's AJ Styles, one of the greatest in-ring performers of this generation all time. And John Cena actually gave him a good match. That's crazy. So shout out to John Cena. Definitely one of the GOATs of all time. AJ Styles, one of the greatest in-ring performers to ever grace a WWE ring. Next up, one of the greatest triple threat matches in WWE history, Seth Rollins versus John Cena versus Brock Lesnar at the 2015 Royal Rumble. Had everything. Had everything. Seth Rollins being a snake, Brock Lesnar showing out, being a beast. I mean, Brock Lesnar was doing some crazy shit in this match, and John Cena being John Cena, doing his spots as well too. What a phenomenal triple threat match. Definitely one of the greatest triple threat matches in WWE history. Is it number one? No, it's not number one to me, but it's definitely up there on that list. So next one, we got Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens at the 2021 Royal Rumble. This was the head of the table. This was the tribal chief run of Roman Reigns. This match was great. This match was great. I know the ending of the handcuff spot, I get it. But other than that, this match was incredible. This match was incredible. And at the time, this was the best Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens match they had at that moment, though. You know what I mean? But that match was great. We got The Rock versus Mankind at the 1999 Royal Rumble. This one was great as well, too. Kurt Angle versus Triple H at the 2001 Royal Rumble. And then we ended with the Hardy Boys versus Dudley Boys at the 2000 Royal Rumble show. Let me know what you guys think of your top 10 non-Royal Rumble matches of all time. This list was pretty difficult, especially ranking them. They were pretty difficult, but I did a good job of it. And let me know what you guys think of the list. I want to let you guys know something. This is a short podcast. This is a very short podcast. But I want to let everybody know this was a good podcast to do because I was not going to want to do this. With what I'm about to say, I was not going to want to do this when I did my preview predictions of the 2024 Royal Rumble. So I decided to do it here. I will be debuting on YouTube when I cover the 2024 Royal Rumble. I am finally debuting on YouTube. Later on in the year, I will be creating a brand new updated logo for the Wrestling Takeover, okay? So you're going to get me on YouTube this year, and you will be getting an updated new logo scheme for the Wrestling Takeover. When I'm on YouTube, I did research and everything like that. Having audio on YouTube is pretty great. All right. I will be on audio form for some time. It might be for my entire YouTube career. But I will eventually, when I get comfortable, do video podcasting as well once I get big. But as we stand, I'm going to do audio only for right now until I get big and I start making money with this podcast, YouTube stuff. Once I start making money, get a studio and do video editing for podcasting, I will be doing that. But for right now, I am doing audio base. There'll be some times where I only talk. So you'll just see my logo or the logo that I'm, you know, topic of hand that I'm talking about. Or you get pictures here and there of me talking. So you're going to get both of those as well. But it will be audio based for the foreseeable future. I just wanted to let everybody know right now. I do appreciate and thank everybody that has supported me and my brand so far on all audio podcast platforms. I'm going to do my best to also continue to put out the podcast on Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. That is not going to change. But I wanted to add a new platform, a platform that a lot of people wanted me to be a part on, and that's what I'm doing. For me to grow, for me to get better, me being on YouTube is the best bet. I wish I started earlier. It is what it is. I'm starting now, early in 2024. Let's see where I go towards the end of the year. I can't wait. I'm excited. Let me know, guys. Are you excited for me? You know, I'm also going to actually break down right now as we speak, as I'm recording. I'm going to break down what pretty much I'm going to be presenting to you guys on YouTube. I'm also going to be doing this on YouTube as well. I'm going to put out a mini trailer or whatever you want to call it, video or audio of what I'm going to be presenting on YouTube on the platform. But I want to do it audio wise so you guys can be the first ones to really hear what I'm really going to be doing. So this is what I'm going to do. This is my schedule for YouTube. All right. This is the official schedule for Podcast J with Jordan Turner, host of the Wrestling Takeover, of course. I will be doing ups and downs on Monday Night Raw. So talking about the positives and negatives on each episode of Monday Night Raw. I will be doing the same thing with SmackDown. I will be doing the same thing with AEW. I will be doing the news report. So all the news that I feel is credible enough for me to talk about on YouTube, I will be doing that. I'm also going to be doing AEW pay-per-view recap shows. Same with WWE Premier Live Event recap shows. As for TNA, I will dabble in TNA. So I will be dabbling in some conversations on TNA. So you guys can look forward to that. Is it ups and downs? Possibly. I want to try to cover as much wrestling as I can while also keeping my YouTube special. I will be debuting a new series called Be the Booker. So it's me armchair booking, fantasy booking, a particular storyline, any idea that I have in mind on current wrestling television, I will be fantasy booking Be the Booker. I will be doing just that. And I'm also going to be reacting to YouTube videos of wrestling personalities and their opinions on certain topics that happen in the world of professional wrestling. That is the official schedule. That is what I'm leaning towards doing right now. It's a lot of stuff. Again, ups and downs on Monday Night Raw, ups and downs on SmackDown, ups and downs on AEW Dynamite alone, just AEW Dynamite alone, no collision. News report, so reporting on the news, WWE and AEW pay-per-view recaps. Again, TNA coverage, I'm thinking of doing that as well. Be the Booker, me fantasy booking some characters and storylines, and then also reacting to YouTube opinions and from the wrestling personalities within the community, reacting to their tweets, reacting to you know, what they're talking about in their video, and you know, me giving my opinion on what they're saying. I'm also going to be reacting to interviews as well too. So people that interview wrestlers, I will be reacting to it as well. So you guys can look forward to that. There's a lot coming to the Wrestling Takeover. Gave you the schedule. We're going to be popping in 2024. And I can't wait for you guys to join me. Again, be sure to, if you guys want, go and subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjwithjordanturner. Y'all got to tap in right now as one video will be going up on Saturday for the Royal Rumble. Thank you guys so much for tapping in with me, Jordan Turner, host of the Wrestling Takeover podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate the podcast 5 stars, and comment. Leave me a short review on all those platforms. Let me know what you guys are thinking. Are you guys excited for me? I'm very excited. I'm nervous, but I'm also excited. Can't wait for you guys to give you guys a perspective of myself. Before I go, I'm going to do a introduction sort of for YouTube. So there will be a trailer video out of what I'm going to be presenting for the people on YouTube that aren't listening to this. So me kind of pretty much repeating what I'm saying, I'm going to do it on YouTube. And what I'm like, my views, opinions, how I operate. So you guys can look forward to that this week. A little video for YouTube dropping. But other than that, guys, thank you so much for just supporting me, riding with me. You feel me? Thank you. It means a lot. You know, I'm wanting to be in the business. And that's my goal. You know, also one of my goals is to be on one of these sports radio shows. I want to be the First Take of professional wrestling. You know what First Take is? Sports show with Stephen A. Molly. You know, I mean, Mad Dog Russo. I want to be that for professional wrestling. I want to be the pivot with Ryan Clark of professional wrestling, especially as an African American. I want to do that. I want to break that barrier. That's the goal. And I want to do that. And I will accomplish it due time. But if you guys can support and just spread the word of my YouTube channel, spread the word of the Wrestling Takeover, I'd really appreciate it. Again, new logo will be debuting this year, so you guys can tap in and look forward to that. But thank you guys so much for the support. And I'll see you guys in the next coming days for my preview predictions for the 2024 Royal Rumble. Until then, you guys have a good night.